Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine performing open-heart surgery on a marathon runner, but like while they're right in the middle of a race.
Yeah, that sounds like a complete nightmare.
Right. Well, that is basically the exact scenario a major financial services company faced recently. They realized their entire IT infrastructure was just operating without any safety net at all. So today we are looking into this massive, high-stakes IT rescue mission, where they brought in Clover Infotech to pull them out of a highly fragmented setup.
And when we say fragmented, I mean they were relying on this old vendor to manage their ERP Next setup, which, if you aren't familiar, ERP Next is basically the central nervous system for their business.
It handles literally everything.
Exactly. It handles everything. But the infrastructure underneath it was totally disjointed.
Yeah.
And honestly, the most alarming part is that they had absolutely zero disaster recovery capabilities.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is just terrifying for a company handling sensitive financial data. So they needed a unified solution, basically bringing the application and the infrastructure management under one roof to stop all that vendor finger pointing.
Right. But their demands for the transition were super rigid. They wanted enhanced security and absolutely minimal disruption.
Because you can't just, you know, hit pause on a financial business.
You really can't. I mean, the friction here comes from this concept called data gravity. So think of data as having actual physical mass.
Okay, like the bigger the database gets, the harder it is to move.
Exactly. As a database grows, applications and users are constantly orbiting it, reading and writing in real time. So pulling that data away from the old vendor and dropping it somewhere else without breaking that gravitational pull is, well, it's incredibly difficult.
So how do you actually build this new operating room without making the patient trip? Like, how does a partner like Clover Infotech pull off a migration with that much technical friction?
Well, they did it by building a perfect mirror of their ERP Next environment in AWS. Instead of trying to, you know, yank everything over all at once, they used intense mapping and parallel running.
Wait, so they basically set up the new cloud environment to just run alongside the old one?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
And once the new AWS setup was fully operational and completely tested and stable, they just seamlessly diverted the traffic right over to it.
But what about the auditors? I mean, financial regulators aren't just going to take your word that some new cloud setup is secure.
Oh, right. And that is exactly where VACA reports come in. Clover Infotech didn't just hand over functional servers. They delivered servers backed by comprehensive vulnerability assessments.
So that VACA report basically proves to the auditors that the new mirror environment isn't just working, but it's an actual sealed vault.
You got it. But they didn't stop at just moving the data, right? Because the new system needed serious armor. So they transformed the whole environment by bringing in firewalls, load balancers, and something called separate peering.
Let me push back on the disaster recovery point for a second, though. Because you mentioned they had zero DR before. Wasn't that old setup basically a ticking time bomb for a financial institution?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in some industries, you might argue that building out massive disaster recovery during an already complex migration is just some expensive insurance policy that slows you down. But in finance, it is entirely non-negotiable.
Right, because if a server crashes, you don't just go offline. You permanently lose critical transaction records.
Exactly. So Clover Infotech had to implement that missing safety net. But they also redesigned the whole architecture to prevent disasters from happening in the first place, mainly using that separate peering I mentioned.
Okay, so break down separate peering for me. How does that actually work?
Well, instead of a flat network where one breach compromises everything, separate peering isolates different parts of the network. Think of it like watertight compartments on a submarine.
Oh, I see. So if one compartment floods, the doors seal and the ship just keeps floating.
Right. And they combine that with load balancers, which distribute the traffic so no single server ever gets overwhelmed. They also built a completely dedicated team for both functional and technical support.
So they essentially turned this fragile, disjointed system into a total fortress. So what does this all mean for you as the listener?
I think the big takeaway here is that true operational resilience means you have to treat your applications and your infrastructure as a unified ecosystem. When they work together under one roof, you eliminate those catastrophic blind spots.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So the next time you seamlessly execute a financial transaction, you know, whether it's transferring funds or just paying a bill, think about the invisible safety nets quietly working in the background. Think about those watertight network compartments, the load balancers, and the disaster recovery setups, ensuring your data doesn't just vanish into the ether. To replicate such success for your business, write to us at marketing@cloverincotech.com.